Afternoons on the Horn with Chad Hastings and Kevin Dunn.
You guys both look like you might want to hit me in the face.
On the Horn, 104.9 AM 1260 and hornfm.com with the Longhorns play and Austin Talks Sports.
Afternoon delight.
How about hour number three on a Thursday? Getting closer to a football weekend, and if you are an Astros fan, whoo-hoo, big baseball game tonight. Sam Pica producing for us today. I'm Chad Hastings. Kevin Dunn alongside. Of course, if you're our next guest, you are rooting for the other side of that game tonight. Let's go to the Vaqueros Cafe and Cantina hotline. He is the one and only Brian Jones of CBS Sports, and yes, he's been a Yankees fan for a little while. He's kind of nervous tonight, too. Brian, how are you?
Man, I ain't nervous. It's going to be so cold. Those cats from Houston ain't going to be able to handle it. The wind's going to be gusting like it used to do when I lived in West Texas, and it probably still do, even though I don't live in West Texas. So I ain't worried. Okay, yeah, I'm worried. I'm worried. I am fraught with pearl. Worried about this. You damn Astros, man. Killing my Yankees.
Hey, at least it's Zach Greinke. That's the one of those three guys that you might be able to count on to not be great in the playoffs.
Yeah, that is true. I'm hoping they can get to him, and I'm not even going to say what I was thinking because I know he at one point was unhittable, but I'll just wait and see what happens tonight. But hopefully those bats will come alive. You knew it was going to be an arduous task going up against Verlander and Cole, and it's been exactly. So we'll see what happens with this extra day off and if the weather plays a role because the damn warning track hits, man, are killing me.
I know the new playoff baseballs, if you will, Brian. Hey, Brian, if you run into Giancarlo Stanton at one of your little sushi runs there in New York City, make sure that you don't like even brush up against him in the bathroom because it may kill him. Talk about
dude.
Looks like Tarzan, plays like Jane.
Man, dude got muscles in his crack and he can't stay outside the DL. What is up with that? Maybe you need to do some yoga and stretch a little more or something. Like, all them damn muscles, they're going away sitting over there on the pine.
Yeah, he's the opposite of me. He's more like you. He's wired too tightly and I'm wired a little too loosely.
Well, he needs to join me, man, when he's hot yoga class because sure could use that bat. I guess they're saying he probably could DH tonight, and he may get hurt doing that.
Yeah, he'll get hurt rounding the bases on a homer.
Dude will get hurt in a downward dog there. Brian Jones, CBS Sports.
Downward dog.
Yoga position.
She keeps telling that lie that downward-facing dog is a resting pose. Bull dookie. It is not a resting pose.
Well, it's obvious you guys do yoga because I heard downward dog and I'm like, where is this conversation going? I think I've done that before.
Uh-huh. All right.
Yeah, you call it something else.
Yeah, exactly.
So Brian, speaking of things that maybe needed to get stretched out and loosened up, what in the world happened to the Longhorns in Dallas? Whether they could lose is one thing, but I didn't think they'd lose like that.
The worst seven point deficit ever to lose by. I mean, they looked horrible that first half.
Right.
I mean, what is this? Especially offensively and giving up all the sacks. OU's defense is better, but they ain't that damn better where you play as if you're Rice and they're Alabama. I was like, wow. Offensively, yeah, you knew it was going to be a tough track. That's why I don't understand why my nominee for Lamont Sanford, you big dummy, B.J. Foster would be talking trash to Jalen Hurts. I mean, come on. He hasn't watched this guy over the last 4 years in college football, so that made no sense. And so I expected him to do his thing and it'd be back and forth, but I didn't expect Texas to come out and look as putrid as they did in the early stages of that ball game. That being said, man, you play as horrifically as you do, and you still only lose by seven? That tells you may be doing all right. You may be heading in the right direction because that could have really gotten out of hand. And hopefully they will meet down the road and there's a different outcome, of course. But they have to be sitting there shaking their head. And I can't understand. I understand you got some attrition on the back end, but to not practice tackling going into arguably the the most physical ball game you're going to have on an annual basis, considering A&M is no longer on that schedule. But that's going to be the most physical ball game on the schedule. A heated rivalry game, and you don't even practice tackling that week, and knowing you're going up against a guy who can outrun angles and a Jalen Hurts, that one's a little interesting. I understand the injury prospects, but hell, those cats are young. They have, a lot of them haven't played in this ball game. They need to understand going into that one, it's going to be a head knocker. So why not bang a little bit the week prior?
BJ, you've forgotten more schemes defensively than I'll ever know. What are you seeing, man? I see linebackers flagging receivers and backs in coverages they shouldn't be in. I see the edge constantly given. What's going on with this scheme?
Well, you have to get back to fundamentals. That goes back to my previous statement. Part of fundamentals is being physical at the point of attack. Now, if you're not practicing that the week of the game, you would hope a veteran team, you could get away with that. But as many young pups as they have out there, that's something you got to pound into them on a weekly basis. Later in the season, maybe you can pull up somewhat and give them some breathing room in that particular area. But you have to hound them with fundamentals when you're a young player. And I'm mindful you want to keep them fresh. But, hell, they're 18, 19, 20. They're already fresh. You know, you got to beat into them that this is our philosophy. This is how we go about it. And by the way, this game this week will prove to you why we go about banging on you all week long. So I can understand you wanting to give them a breather here and there, but not in the middle of the season and not a couple weeks off of a bye too? That's another thing. You give them a little breather during that bye, but not once we get in the back in the heat of things, especially the week of a big rivalry. But when you got young cats like that, man, they look like they didn't even know how to tackle. They look like they didn't know how to break down. They didn't appear to know how to wrap your arms and any of that stuff. So that's fundamentals. And I'm sure they've gotten back to that this week. I had some bad, or we collectively had some bad tackling games, and you knew that next practice, man, it's going to be all about practice. Tackling in individual drill and through inside drill and team drill, and you dreaded it, but you knew it was necessary. So I'm sure that they're getting a big old plate full of wrapping up and bringing your hips and not just flaring and flinging and trying to grab guys. You got to run through them.
Brian, you've obviously been part of trying to fix a problem like that at times. So tell me, I've heard people say you can't fix it week to week. It's a part of your culture. It's not. And I've heard people say
you can't fix it in season, right?
Yeah, you can't do it in season. But I've heard people say, well, wait a minute, you just got to get back to it and tackle. Is this something that you think in a couple weeks, if you focus back on tackling, can be fixed?
It can be fixed this week. It better be. It has to be fixed this week. And I understand that Kansas is not going to line up with the same type of talent that you faced last week, but for CeeDee Lamb to be running all through your defense as if he hadn't showered for a month, I mean, that's ridiculous. No one wanted to touch the guy. Really? You should want to rip his head off. You should be frothing at the mouth to get to him. Hold him up so the rest of the guys could get to him. Hell, the rest of the guys could get there, and they couldn't do anything. All of them were slipping on banana peels. I'd never seen anything like it. It was like the Keystone Cops. Like, really? Talk all that damn noise, and then you go out there and you play like that? That's why they don't say anything. I can never talk noise. That wasn't good enough to back it up. But these guys did it, and then they get out there and they don't put up. So to have guys there in the frame to tackle this guy, and yet he gives them all the okey-doke, that's embarrassing. So, yes, it can be fixed midstream. I've been part of it. You're right. We fixed it. And you just have to stay on them, especially when you got some young guys. But to see some upperclassmen out there looking like that and who faced this guy before, that was just ridiculous.
Why are you going to bring up 89, man? We talk about the 93 all the time. You know, you got to bring up 89,
hey,
Chad.
I didn't say anything.
No, we all know what you're saying. BJ, you know what he was saying.
No,
man.
I never said a year. I was in
general. You're the one 2 hours ago. BJ, you weren't listening,
and I
hope you weren't, but – he said you were obese in 89. And that, you know, I mean, it's hyperbole.
He's right.
No, you weren't. You weren't obese.
I was a disgusting fat body, man. Come on. Truth be told. Fat and greasy, baby.
Unbelievable.
Oh, God, we love you, man. You were doing such a great job. Bob Dunn even told me, he said, you know what? He said, I was watching the other day. He said, Brian Jones is the best analyst on college football TV.
Damn! No doubt. So if I can get a raise.
Bob. Bob's that Southside Chicago guy. He doesn't pull any punches
now,
on
Brian,
that.
Now, Brian, he is old. He only goes to three different channels, but other than that.
Still.
That's how I became a Yankees fan, because we only had three channels and they were always on.
Only a couple. Hey, so of course we're talking with Brian Jones of CBS Sports. This week, the 2:30 CBS game is LSU at Mississippi State. Brian, I ask for half of that game. With all due respect to the Bulldogs, we'll see how LSU performs this week. But man, I was really impressed with them against Florida. I cannot wait for LSU and Bama. Those two offenses, the way they're clicking right now, are incredible. Do you think LSU has any letdown going to Starkville this week, or do they just keep it rolling?
No, I don't believe they have any letdown. All they have to do is point to Georgia and South Carolina. Now, I'm not that surprised that South Carolina got the victory or played as well as it did defensively, shutting down the running game of Georgia, because they actually played pretty well early on versus Alabama. Some things didn't go their way, and then, of course, no things start to mount. You have a precipitous slide, and that's what happened versus Alabama. But they got some guys up front that can hunt on that D-line and in that front seven, two of the tallest corners, Horn kid, Joe Horn's son, and then you had the young man who went into that Georgia game with only two picks, Israel Mukwamu, and he left with five, three on the day and a pick six. So I think everyone will point to that and say, hey, this is why you don't take anyone lightly. Of course, Georgia should have won the ball game, but LSU is clicking, man. It's one thing to run roughshod over our young Texas defense, but to do it against a seasoned top five defense in Florida, that's a whole nother can of worms. And they had 21 answers, and their defense stepped up as well, like I thought they would. Kyle Trask was still fabulous, except for the mistake in the red zone. So I think LSU will take care of business. But before you jump to Bama, they've got Auburn next week. We'll have that one. LSU and Auburn, so that's a mighty fine defense they're going to be facing there.
That's true. Yeah, good point. Real
good
point.
No, it is. BJ, are you buying Penn State and to win this by 9? I mean, Michigan has not been overwhelming, and they've been disappointing for a 5-1 team. Are you buying Penn State at 6-0?
Yeah, I like Penn State. I thought they would win last week, and of course that they got a hard-fought victory there in Kinnick Stadium there in Iowa City. It seemed like that one was always a tough one. And this one, the last three, the winners won, have scored at least 42, and Michigan's won two of those last three, of course. And so I don't know if they boat race Michigan. Michigan, which team shows up? The one that went up 28-0, then allowed 25 unanswered to Illinois, and then, put it away with a couple more touchdowns. So we'll see which one shows up. I do know this, Shea Patterson is just a 50% passer, and, it's hit or miss with him, and he's too inconsistent. So the passing game seems like it was going to always be shaky with him at quarterback. They did have two 100-yard rushers in last week's game, but we're still talking about Illinois. So Penn State, they've got those bookends, Gross Matos and Tony, and then this kid Robert Windsor really went off in the interior of their defensive line, six tackles, a 1.5 sack, a couple of tackles for loss. So I like the defense and the way they play, and I like the Sean Clifford at quarterback. So I think Penn State can win at home. Of course, you're going to have the whiteout, so that's always a cool environment. But, yeah, I'm buying what they're selling right now, man.
Brian Jones, CBS Sports, joining us. Brian, two ranked matchups in the Pac-12. Let's start with Arizona State at Utah. I've always liked Arizona State, been able to root for them, and I've always loved Herm Edwards. I didn't know if it was going to work, though, but it feels like there's just such an energy around them. Do you buy them enough, though, to go to Salt Lake City and get this win?
No, I like Utah. They're just such a physical bunch, and they've learned their lesson from letting that one get away at USC a few weeks back. But you have to love this budding star in Jaden Daniels at quarterback for A-State. This guy last week, 34 seconds left in the ball game. Of course, they're down, and Herm is giving him his spiel over there on the sideline during the timeout, and this true frost turns to his head coach and says, "Coach, I got you. Then he goes out there and scampers 17 yards for the winning score. So that's the type of confidence you want at that position. That's the type of moxie you hope that guy has. And this is a confident kid. And he did the same thing. He had a huge run late in the Michigan State ball game as well that helped propel the Sun Devils to a victory. So I like the team. And they've been in 4 one-possession games this year. They're 3-1 in those games. So they're learning how to win in these tight, close moments. But I think Utah is going to be too much for them. You know, their quarterback, Huntley, 133 attempts, no picks going back to last season. The way Zach Moss jumped back on the scene after being out with that shoulder injury. Coach, I think I'm going to take it easy in this one. I just want to run the ball about 5 times, and I'll get you 121 in a couple of touchdowns. That's all he did. 5 carries, man. I mean, so, and their defense. I mentioned that Devin Lloyd kid to you guys a couple of weeks back, and he had him a pick six in the ball game. So I like the Utes at home.
BJ, same conference, man. Another top 25 matchup, barely, but it is. I want to get 2 thoughts on you. Give me the thoughts on Oregon Washington as a game, and then also what you think about those 2 quarterbacks at the next level.
Easton, you know, he's been somewhat inconsistent, but the whole offense, they awakened versus Arizona in that second half. It really put it on. It was 36 points, I believe, in the second half versus the Wildcats, and so they got going. Defense got in the act as well with a scoop and score. I think Easton, you know, everyone's going to be drooling over his height. He's a big cat, has a howitzer of an arm, but there's some inconsistency there. When you look at Herbert, the same thing. They, as far as the height and the metrics, they're going to love that, and I like what he brings to the table. He'd probably be my choice ahead of Easton. He's been proving it for so long, and when he's not in there, you see this team really struggle, as we witnessed a couple seasons ago when he went out about midway through when Willie Taggart was the head coach. So I take him over Easton at this point. But how about the Dutch defense, guys? They give up 27 in their first game versus Auburn.
Yep.
Combined in these next 5 or last 5, they've allowed 25 points combined. They're right there with Wisconsin, allowing a few touchdowns, 4 on the season. You may question the competition, but still, that's nothing to sneeze at, just like those 4 shutouts that the Badgers have amassed thus far. So I like this defense. Andy Avalos came over to new D.C. from Boise State. He really has the guys hunting up front. So this is going to be a tough task. Washington can run the rock with Salvon Ahmed and others. And so we'll see how they fare. But Washington's been so inconsistent. That first half didn't look so great. And then the second half, you know, they left Arizona in the dust. And so this should be a fun ball game to watch. We'll see if the Oregon defense can hold up. But I like what they're doing offensively. You know, they lost their number one receiver, that tight end, Breland, and see if they can pick up the pieces from that. But I'm going to take Oregon in that one.
Interesting. Okay, taking the road team. Brian, one quick Big 12 pick before we let you go. Baylor at Oklahoma State. You like Gundy or Rule in that one?
First of all, we got to start with that damn call that may have saved Baylor's bacon. The flag on the center for the butt fumble that wasn't a butt fumble. interesting. There were bad calls all across the board. I mean, you could pick a conference, and then even in the NFL with that Detroit Lions Green Bay Packers game, the Cowboys could have used some bad calls. They suck right now. What's up with that, Dad?
They needed 8 bad calls. I figured it out, Brian. I did the math. The Cowboys needed 8 bad calls, I think, to win that game.
Listen, I like what Baylor's building. I was just talking about how resilient Arizona State is in these one-possession games. The same thing could be said for the Bears, the way they won versus Iowa State, relinquishing the lead and finding a way to get a win in overtime versus Tech last week. So this is a damn good football team going on the road. K-State losing your quarterback there late in the ball game. I think they lost one of their starting linemen on the first series at K-State. Still got gutted out of win. And these receivers, Mims and Thornton and Sneed, these guys can scoot. And, yes, you got to control Tylan Wallace and also Chuba Hubbard. It's going to be tough duty, but I'm going to stick with the Bears. And I know Oklahoma State's coming off a bye, and they haven't played so well, especially their young quarterback, Sanders. You know, first 3 ball games, 7 touchdowns, 1 pick. These last 3, 7 interceptions. Count them, 7 interceptions and 3 touchdowns. So their last time out, Tech beat them. Baylor seeing a similar offense. different characters, of course. But unfortunately for them, they lost their leading tackler, that Clay Johnston kid who's been playing so well for the Baylor Bears. But I'm going to take Baylor on the road, man.
Brian Jones, CBS Sports. Again, the 2:30 kick is LSU at Mississippi State, trying not to fall back and slip as the Cowbells go firing off in Stark Vegas. Brian, enjoy the weekend, and don't get used to it, but I am a Rangers fan, so go Yankees tonight.
There you go, baby. We need all that we can get, probably.
There it is.
Hey, BJ, you found another Izakaya after the one that you and I loved, we used to go to, shut down?
No. You know what? I've been hitting up Tao quite a bit. But other than that, no. That one was so good, man, and the price was so right. Oh, that was some good.
I know it was. I've got one for you, buddy, and I think you're going to like it. It's in,
text it to me. Yes. Send it on. You know me. I got a weight problem. Can't wait to eat.
I'll text it. I'll text it to you. We'll have you turn into the 89 version of Brian Jones.
Oh, that is just unnecessary.
No. I can't go back, baby. I can't go back.
Yeah, you can't go back. So, you look at him on TV. I mean, Brian looks like he's anorexic.
So, wait, Brian.
And I mean that as a compliment. You look great, BJ. So, you look great, man.
Brian, are you saying that the year before shocked the nation, it was slop the nation? Is that what it was?
Just stop
that. It was out of breath nation. It was It was breath nation.
That's awesome. Have a great weekend, man. We thank you as always.
You got it, baby. Hook 'em.
See you, buddy.
Brian Jones, CBS Sports. Always great to talk with him. Let's tell you about AV Consultations while we've got you. All the great games this weekend, the baseball that'll be firing up. If you're an Astros or Yankees fan or you just love baseball, you got to have it all going at the same time. So don't cramp your fingers up. Just make a plan for AV Consultations. Call Tom McKay and get it set up the way it needs to be set up.
Yeah, so many things you can do. I mean, the home theater, that's something that for all of us, you think about that, you go, that's the thing. But audio, video, remote capability. And also security surveillance systems. So I see you, I mean, with your OCD, I'll see you during the show, and you'll be looking at your front door. If you're one of those people, just solve that problem. Have that on your phone. And this is a good thing because there's about 6 or 7 phone calls you could make, but just make one phone call. They can do everything.
That is big. Tom McKay's phone is 255-8678. 255-8678. Tell him you heard about it here on the Horn. Tell him we said, hey. You can also go to avconsultations.com. The Big Three is coming up, and then it's Beat the Pluck time. Dave Paula Pluckers picking against Kevin. Kevin's won every week so far. We'll see if Dave can bounce back. That's coming up. We're at Randall's 183 and Breaker. This is the Horn. Oh, very, very funky. I like that. Sam Pika producing for us back in the studio today. Thanks to Braden and Christina for this end of it. We are running a little bit late because of Brian Jones, so let's jump right into the Big Three, and then we'll go Beat the Pluck. Big Three time.
The Big Three.
The Big Three is brought to you by Apple Leasing, where you only have to pay for the new half of the car or truck, the half under factory warranty. Any make, any model. Click AppleLeasing.com and see how easy it is.
Kansas City at Denver tonight in the NFL. That's a 7:20 kick. We'll see if Patrick Mahomes is healthy enough to go. Some kind of ankle injury going on with him. College football, it's Luloff and Arkansas State and UCLA and Stanford, ESPNU and ESPN respectively. And, of course, the big one is in baseball in the Bronx. Houston and New York get started at 7:08 or so. Zach Greinke and Masahiro Tanaka should be an interesting matchup. Astros trying to go 3-1. All right.
I wonder if BJ has run into Tanaka, because BJ is a sushi nut. We talk about izakayas.
That could be.
That man loves Japanese food as much as I do.
Yeah. Let's go to Beat the Pluck here. Speaking of food we love, Pluckers always a great place to go. All our road watch parties happen at Pluckers, and Beat the Pluck happens right now with Dave Paul, one of the owners of Pluckers, and he's lost every week to Kevin to this point.
You don't need to rub it in. Say it again.
Let me say it slower that time.
Yeah.
Dave, do we have any good luck this week? Do you have any good luck charms? How are you going to turn this around?
I mean, I was at the Braves game. I watched Georgia lose to South Carolina. But the worst loss of all is losing to Kevin 5 times in a row. I got to be honest.
Dave, That's tough.
Dave, you're very successful. You're a good human being. You're a good dad. You have a lot of things going for you. You okay after this last week, man? Because as a sports week, that's got to be pretty rough.
Trust me, I'm in a couple big football pools, and I'm doing terrible in them, and I'm catching smack from all my friends on that one, too. So time to turn it around.
Man.
Yeah.
Hey, I saw Vince Carter hitting some threes for the Hawks. I don't know if – I did. He hit like five of them the other night.
What is he, 50? You think that's going to make a difference?
Nah, probably not. Probably not. I'm just trying to find something for Dave. All right, guys, let's start in the SEC. That South Carolina team coming off the Georgia win at home against Florida. Gators favored by 5.5. Dave, what do you think?
I mean, the Gators were really special last week. I think they proved more in the loss than even in the Auburn win. South Carolina's down to the third-string quarterback, so – as well as they played against Georgia last week, I think Florida's going to cover the spread.
Florida to cover, Kevin.
All right. Well, looks like Dave's right. No, I'm not. I'm not going to get that cocky yet. I'm not yet. No, I agree with Dave, kind of what he said.
Florida.
I mean,
all right.
Yeah, I'm going to take Florida on that. Look, my only question, if I'm a Florida fan, is Kyle Trask the James Brown in practice? That would be my only question.
Yep.
Because he should have been starting a long time ago. They're a different team with him in there.
Oregon at Washington in the Pac-12, gentlemen. Oregon on the road, favored by 3. Dave?
Oregon's got a better quarterback than Herbert, and they've covered 13 of the last 15 times they've played. That's enough for me. I like Oregon.
Ooh, I like that stat, too. Kevin, what do you think?
Yeah, I think it's a toss-up game, and I've talked about Washington replacing people. I mean, Dave knows Jacob Eason better than we do. There are some throws that NFL people on highlight tapes will flip out about if you watch all the film. I like Herbert's talent, but he's got a little bit of that in him, but not a bunch. I'll take Oregon, especially with their defense.
Taking Oregon and those points as well. All right, how about the Big 12, gentlemen? Baylor at Oklahoma State got the Cowboys favored by 3.5, Dave.
I like Baylor this year, but at some point they're going to lose a game, and last week was an emotional win. That's a lot of points, but I think I like Okie State in this one.
Okie State to cover, Kevin.
Oh, maybe we have a little turn here because Dave and I are seeing eye to eye.
Uh-oh.
And as I've said, I think the Big 12, and we've said it all year from the beginning, I think especially in college football, this is going to feel more like the college basketball tournament where it's matchup to matchup, game to game. How do you match up? I like the way Oklahoma State matches up. I think they win this by a touchdown.
Okay, Oklahoma State to cover as well. Back out west, Arizona State at Utah. The Utes favored by 13.5. Dave, do you trust them by 2 touchdowns?
I said last week I'd never pick Herm Edwards, but they looked good last week. This week they seem to be improving, and I really like Utah this year. They had that one slip up, but that seems a little bit rich, 13.5. I like Arizona State to stay inside that number.
Kevin?
I don't feel great about this, but I'm going to roll with it. I like the way Utah plays.
All right.
And I think that there's more separation than we know, even though there's two top 25 matchups in the Pac-12. I think we're going to see that separation. I think Arizona State finally gets exposed. I think Utah wins this. It may be like the Florida-LSU game last week where we had 13.5. It may be close, but I'm going to take Utah.
All righty, got a difference of opinion there. Let's go to the game right here in Austin. Kansas and Texas. Here we go. Tom Herman is a favorite. -21.5. It's a lot of points, Dave. Is it enough?
I think Texas is going to come out mad. And Les Miles fired his offensive coordinator during the bye week. That should mean some improvement, but I'm not sure how good that offense is, period. I think the Horns, coming off the loss, come out strong and can cover 21.5.
He likes the cover, Kevin.
I don't give you scores very often, Chad, and you ask for them.
Yeah?
44-20, Texas.
Oh, he likes
Texas covers.
Likes the cover there as well.
This, right. This will be up towards 23-24 once game kicks.
Gotcha. All right. How about Big Ten? Michigan at Penn State. The whiteout should be a good look, but can Penn State win this by 9? Nittany Lions by 9, Dave.
Penn State's looked really solid all year. They looked good last week against Iowa as well. But I think Michigan's going to keep the game close. I think Michigan could actually win the game. The last 3 years, the home team's absolutely blown out the road team. But I think Michigan is poised. Everybody kind of forgot about them. And Harbaugh is not as bad a coach as people have been talking about the last few weeks. I like Michigan to cover.
Michigan to cover, Kevin.
Yeah, I'm with him. 9 points is too much. I like Penn State. They got a couple of really good receivers. I like the new quarterback. They've got, as BJ mentioned, some good defensive ends. But 9 is a lot. They're just not going to get that separation. They may win. They probably will. We'll talk about that with our deal. I think we actually picked them, but I'm not laying 9. I'll take Michigan.
All right. How about Boise State at BYU? Boise favored by 6.5. Dave, you like Harsin's group or the old Mormons?
Well, both teams, BYU's starting quarterback is definitely out, and Hank Bachmeier for Boise State is questionable. That being said, I like Boise better as a team. I don't like the 6.5, but if Bachmeier plays, I think they'll cover. So I'm going to hope that he does and take Boise State.
Boise to cover, Kevin.
I really have no idea with this, and because of the injuries, and I've read up on it, and I felt like I had a good feel for both these teams, but in reality, I really don't, especially in terms of their depth. I'm going to take BYU in this at home.
BYU. All right. There we go. And in the Big 12.
Actually, you know what? No, I'm taking Boise State.
You're taking Boise.
I'm taking Boise State.
Sorry, going back to taking Boise.
No, that shows you how committed I am to that game.
Exactly right. All right. And finally, Big 12, Iowa State at Texas Tech. Iowa State favored by 7. Dave, what do you think?
This is a really good matchup. I think both teams have been solid. Tech has been much more solid than expected after the initial start. I don't know. That's a lot of points. Tech at home always seems to pull one upset a year. But Iowa State's definitely the better team. I think I'll just go ahead and take the points because I think 7's a lot.
Taking the points. So you're going Tech?
Tech.
Yep.
Gotcha. Okay. Kevin.
All right. Well, it's going to come down to Arizona State and Utah
there
because everything Dave said, I completely agree with. And as much as – even though I'm up 5-0, Dave and I agree on a lot of this stuff. Dave knows his stuff, and it's just been one of those seasons so far. But I'm with him. I'm going to take Tech on that. You know, 7 or more in this conference just doesn't make sense to me. It's a matchup conference, and I don't think there's a lot of separation. If you get 7 or more in any conference game, I'm probably not going to take it.
So if you're interested in the beat the pluck result this week, watch Arizona State at Utah. That is Pac-12 Network, 5 o'clock on Saturday. And go to hornfm.com and get signed up to be one of Kevin's wingmen for beat the pluck and for the road watch parties.
Dave, I'm hoping all this balances out. Tell me that like some other part of your life has just been fantastic out of nowhere, right?
My life's fantastic in general, of course. It's just being a Georgia and Atlanta sports fan and running up against you've been strong this year, Kevin. I don't know what the percentages are, but I feel like you're hitting like 60%. So at some point that'll balance out and we'll be okay.
Pretty good. I'm going on the trip this year to New Orleans, so I'm hoping this continues because you remember all the crap I gave you in Vegas?
Well, I'll tell you what. If you keep this up, we're going to sit at the craps table and I'm just going to let you roll all night. We'll go from there.
There you go.
Well, if I got Dave paying, I'm in.
That's true. Hey, Dave, real quick on your Georgia Bulldogs, how do you like them to bounce back? I know they play Kentucky this week. Maybe that's not the ultimate question, but do you still believe this is a team that's – are they, you know, playoff kind of worthy for you or maybe just outside that?
I don't think the loss necessarily messes up any of the goals. The problem was the way they played. They looked completely uninspired. I think they're still solid. I wouldn't want to be Kentucky this week, I'll tell you that much. But you'll learn a lot more about Georgia when they play Florida. I think the Georgia-Florida game in a couple weeks is going to be a fantastic game. And whichever team wins that, probably going to have a difficult time beating the LSU-Bama winner the way they're looking now. But, I mean, both rosters are pretty solid on defense and both can play a little bit of offense. So I think Georgia bounces back this week, but we'll see in 2 weeks.
Man, I'm looking forward to that cocktail party.
I agree with Dave. Right now, if you don't want to see the cocktail party, you need a cocktail. You need a lot of
them
because that's going to be a great game. Dave, we always appreciate the time, man. Thank you.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thanks,
great stuff there. Beat the pluck. Check out hornfm.com
for
how you can be a part of it. He's a great guy. To be in that good a mood, as bad as all the teams are playing for him right now.
Well, look, Sean, Mark, and Dave – they should be in a good mood the rest of their life because they took a huge gamble as college kids, and they won.
Yes, they did, no doubt. All right, coming up, we'll check voicemails if they're there, 337-3776. Then who are the three players I'm thinking of in Hat Game this week? We already identified one of them as a current Cowboy. We'll give you all three names coming right up. We're at Randall's 183 and Breaker here on the research. Come on out and get registered for Texas, Kansas tickets. Two winners getting the VIP experience, and then two other winners are getting a pair of tickets to the game. So we got four different winners today. Get on out here and get signed up. Very cool stuff. This is The Horn.
Chad's Crap Bag.
Crap Bag. If you need an easy way to remember it, just
Think of a bag of crap.
Yes, indeed. Let's start with voicemails, 337-3776. We're told there are two of them this hour. Here's voicemail number one.
Yo, KD, what are you doing zinging us truck drivers? My F-250. It needs its brawn testicles from a bull. It needs to haul feed to BK slumber party for his helpers. I need that 250 to look down in the car to see if these girls are porky picking it or not. What is with you and my F-250? Chill out. Go take another one of those pills you're on. Bye.
Trust me, I'm planning on it, Digger. I've got enough texts because I realize that half my friends and family drive trucks, which isn't a big shock. I'm born and raised in Austin, and I'm fine with that. Once again, I'm fine with that. Yep. I'm all good with that. I've used that on moves. I've used what it brings me. Just don't be an a-hole when you're driving it. Is that asking too much?
No, it's not.
When you're parking it? I mean, that's all I'm saying.
Kevin,
don't be entitled just because you're driving that.
It just goes to Spider-Man and what his uncle told him. With great power comes great responsibility.
Exactly.
You have to know what you're driving, and I say that for all different things. You have to know if you're driving if you're driving a Toyota Prius, there's a reason you're saving gas money, and we all appreciate that. But you got to know when it's time to gun it, you got to get out of the way of people that can gun it. In the truck's case, you got to know size, but you also have to understand you have to understand the size issue versus the parking stuff you're talking about. You have to know that when you park, you've got to be right because you're so big,
right?
You're in everybody's way if you mess it up.
You get the sense, though, that some of them think because I bought this, then just F you, and I bought this, and this allows me to just do that. No, I mean, if I get terminal cancer, all you're going to have broken windows, so I look forward to that day. I don't, but if I do, then that'll be a little silver lining in that diagnosis.
And that's another reason. Like, I never get on sports cars out in traffic. As long as you're driving the car the way it needs to be driven. You can be a sports car? Are you going to go and get away from me? Get away from me. That's cool.
I've got no problem with the sports car.
Just don't drive
slow. Sports car, don't drive slow, and then you're obviously bored in life, and you want to get into a Dukes of Hazzard Dale Earnhardt Jr. race with me.
No, I can't do that.
No, I've already hit puberty. I'm good with that. But it'd be cool if you use your sports car, if I get in the left lane with you, to go ahead and do what the sports car does.
No, that's it.
Drive.
Yeah, I scream drive your car.
Sports cars don't pull that stuff in the parking lot.
No.
And actually, really nice trucks don't because they care about their truck.
I was going to say.
They should, you know.
The sports car wants to make sure.
Because there are.
That they're parked.
Some Kevin Dunns.
Yeah.
With some terminal C's out there that don't give an F and want to do the right thing before they die. And that would be, you know, that.
If you want to check out Hat Game this week, it's at hornfm.com. I actually had someone text or tweet me the other day. They actually liked Hat Game. So I do appreciate that and you feeding my sickness. Kevin identified Jordan Lewis as the one in the middle this week, Michigan, and then the Cowboys. The player on top is Kansas, and then, since Texas is playing Kansas, then the Bucks, and then the Redskins. It's a bit of a tough one, Kevin. I'll tell you, he's a wide receiver that played at Kansas.
Was he with Reesing?
I think he would have been in the Todd Reesing era.
So, obviously, Tlaib was the first guy that I thought that man.
Right.
Oh, God. I thought about doing a dynasty with him, too.
Uh-huh.
This would have helped out. There was a 13. They had some brothers that couldn't really run that well.
Yeah, you're getting there.
They were brothers. They were brothers in disguise. They were white wide receivers with darker skin. McClintock?
No.
Duberdauer?
Duberdauer was just graduated.
Who is it?
How about Desmond Briscoe?
Desmond Briscoe! That was it! That was the
That's the guy you're thinking of. I know, exactly. Desmond
He was
Briscoe.
On. They had like four or five guys.
Very good.
That,
all right.
That weren't great but were good, and Briscoe probably was the best.
And I loved your guess earlier on the Penn State guy that became a Kansas City Chief.
Yeah, who is that?
I'm not thinking of Larry Johnson. Would it help you if I told you it's a bit of a ways back and you see and hear from him fairly often?
Quarterback?
Uh-huh.
Is he the college football analyst?
Uh-huh.
Todd Blackledge?
Very good. Hey! Very good. Todd Blackledge. Well done. Well done. Todd Blackledge.
Needed the hint.
That is it. Todd Blackledge, national champion in 86. 86, is that what it was? Is that what it'd be
so,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you'd be right. The team that beat
Miami.
Miami, the camo
camouflage game. Coming yeah. off Fiesta Bowl.
So check out Hat Game.
87 Fiesta Bowl, 86
year. 86 year, 87 Fiesta Bowl. There you go. 14-10, like a low-scoring game, wasn't
you.
It? Wasn't it 14-10? Something
Man.
Like that?
You want to come home and get under the covers?
Yeah, but I do not. No, absolutely not today.
Because I'm sick, right?
Not
that's
yet.
The only
that's
reason.
Why. No. That's why. It's because you're sick. Also, remember the Horn FM, Chad and Kevin Page, got a couple of crap bag podcasts for you this week. Breaking down the Alabama loss for A&M. I'm hitting each and every A&M game, so if you want to go check that out. And a lot of what comes out of that game is just how impressed I was with Alabama. A&M sitting at 3-3, but man, Bama looked really, really good again on Saturday. And then Wags and I did a Joker podcast last night. That's up with our review of the movie. Obviously, a lot of spoiler alerts in there if you haven't seen it.
Spoiler,
but
I'm going to listen to it because I'm not going to watch the movie.
Yeah, Chris Bennett wanted to know. Chris Bennett's a superhero guy, and he loves those movies. He saw it. He wanted to know what Wags thought, so we did a podcast for Chris Bennett and all you guys.
Was it 5 or 6 interceptions for Testaverde in that game?
Oh, God.
I want to say 5. It may have been 6, though.
I don't know that it got up to that level. I'm going to guess it was at least 4.
Okay, I'm going to say 5.
I know he had a
we'll
bad.
Put the over-under
he
at
had a
we'll put the over-under at 4.
He
actually.
Had a really bad night. You check on that. We'll give you that number coming back. 6 o'clock hour coming up. We'll double-check our picks. Got the Pick'em contest. No J.D. Lewis this week for a very good reason. He's a father again.
Congrats,
it's his,
man.
It's his second child. His son was born today. So we're going to give J.D. the week off. We'll check in on his sleep schedule next week with fantasy football. So you're on your own, fantasy owners, this week as far as your Thursday stuff. Remember, Wags has the Wagner Wire for you Sundays, 10 to noon, right here on the Horn.
And you know better than I do, but if you're a dad with a newborn, I mean, you're obviously there and you're doing stuff and helping out the wife who kind of did everything and all that and is recovering. But he can probably answer tweets, right?
He can definitely answer. That's true. You can answer the tweets, right? At JD Lewis Radio. Send him your questions. He might be able to do that. Yeah, to use the fantasy lingo, he's definitely handcuffed in a different way after the birth of the second child. All right, 6 o'clock hour coming up from Randall's 183 and Breaker. This is The Horn.